Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and this is Short Stuff featuring Jerry. There you go, Chuck. How many times did you yawn reading this?
I think like six or seven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it? In a minute?
Well, I mean, it took me a few minutes to read it.
Yeah, I mean...
How many times did you yawn?
Like a bunch. I yawned quite a bit.
Like more than six or seven?
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So, and the reason why is because everyone knows yawning is contagious. And if you want to know more about yawns, you can go listen to our episode on that. I don't remember when we released it, but we definitely have a yawning episode.
Yeah, and not only contagious, but suggestive or suggestible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is yawning, it's such a non-thing for most people that you just kind of take it for granted until, Chuck, until you have the horrible experience of not being able to complete a yawn.
I feel like this has happened to me. Mm-hmm. Here and there, but not so much that it's been a problem, but it's happened to where you do notice it and you go, oh, that's not satisfying at all.
Right. And as a matter of fact, they have a name for that. Yawning researchers use anhedonia, which is a larger neurological term for basically an inability to feel happiness or pleasure. And they say that the anhedonia is the frustration because mm-hmm. of an incomplete or inharmonious development of a yawn, possibly due to unconscious inhibition of the letting go that underlies a complete yawn. And that's where a yawn becomes incomplete. It's that very last hitch, that very last mm-hmm. part, which is also the part that's super duper satisfying. And because it's just such a process that you just know, everybody knows that's a full yawn. If you don't complete a yawn, it's really hard to just be like, oh, well, didn't complete that yawn. What else is there to do today?
Yeah, it almost has the same effect of the sneeze that never happens, is you sort of feel like, all right, you owe me one.
Right.
Whoever, Cosmos.
Right. But you don't set it to the side and like say, I'll get you later. Like, at least for me, I can't do anything but just spend however long it takes to complete the yawn.
Oh, see, I think I've usually just let it go.
Oh, wow.
It can become a problem, though, and it's not like... A lot of times it isn't just a one-off like when it happens to me, and that it can happen, you know, every few minutes, like, I guess, whether you're trying to or not, and we'll get to mm-hmm. ways you maybe can try to yawn on purpose to satisfy that completion. But, you know, there's a lot of things that could be going on. The most sort of innocent of all could just be that you're stressed out or, you know, you're a little more anxious than usual. Mm-hmm. Because in order to yawn, you have to, you know, you have to be able to relax to complete that second part. Those muscles in your face need to be able to have that uptick where they stretch out and then sort of that relaxation point where you finish the yawn.
Yeah, because if you stop and think about it, that last bit of the yawn really does pull on a bunch of different muscles. And if they're not loose because of anxiety or stress or whatever, it can really dampen your ability to yawn. More troublingly, Chuck, is... It could indicate a sign of dysfunction in your nervous system.
I know. And that's not great. It could be. And here's the thing is they don't, like as much as they know about yawns, they don't fully understand how every single part of it works within, like biologically speaking, in your body. Mm-hmm. Because we know that cortisol has something to do with it. But they just don't know exactly how it affects it. But they do show that like when you yawn, you have a temporary... elevation of cortisol levels. So it could be the central nervous system. It could be linked to cortisol not doing what it's supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a lack of it.
Yeah, I think some people are saying like cortisol is a stress hormone that innervates the central nervous system. So maybe it's just not quite doing it quite enough so that your muscles can be activated to stretch the way they need to.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. I've yawned very quietly once, by the way, in the first part. And we'll be right back.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
So, Chuck, if you find yourself in this desperate effort along the very edge of sanity, there are some things you can do to help complete that yawn. Because, again, the universe owes you, and you need to get what's yours, right?
That's right. I never really thought of putting it that way, but I love it. You need to get what's coming your way. And one of the ways that you can do it is, well, one is to just open your mouth really wide. Sometimes that can help trigger a yawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the very act of doing that, like, it almost primes your mind to do a yawn. Your mind's like, oh, okay, fine. We'll just go ahead and yawn. And it's a multi-step process. Like if you don't start yawning basically right after you open your mouth, you're supposed to just hold your mouth open until you do. And that will start the yawn. And that yawn will get started. And it doesn't mean it's going to get complete, but you don't give up. You just kind of keep holding on, even mid-yawn, like mouth wide open. You've already drawn in, you know, a pretty significant breath, but you haven't reached the end until finally your central nervous system is like, all right, fine, we'll give it that last little kick. And then you can complete the yawn. So it takes patience, and it also takes concentration to not concentrate and help it along, just to let it happen. You're just making your body let it happen.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds, it's way easier said than done than say, like, try and relax.
Yeah.
But you should try and relax. One thing that you can also do, because we said they're contagious and it's not, you don't have to be in the room with someone. You can maybe listen to this episode and hear us say the word yawn a bunch. You can go on, I'm sure there are YouTube videos of people just yawning one after the other in different ways. And if you watch that stuff and listen to that kind of thing, or read the word yawn over and over, that can work.
Yeah, even if you're like listening to the music of Jan Hammer,
right.
It might get you going. It's that contagious.
Wait, who is Jan Hammer? I know that name.
He did Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop.
Right, right.
So, and I think he also did some Miami Vice work too.
Oh, I'm sure.
So there's one thing that a lot of people will tell you to do that is actually counterproductive. You should not do it because deep yawning is, you know, part of it is taking a very deep breath. Some people say take a bunch of deep breaths, like basically like you're pulling on a lawnmower engine cord, but doing it through breathing. And that actually is probably not going to work, especially if the reason why you can't yawn is you're stressed out or anxious, because you're probably going to hyperventilate yourself by taking those deep breaths. And what that tells your body is that, yes, indeed, I'm anxious, because hyperventilating is a part of anxiety. And now you're saying, I'm super duper anxious, and it will probably have the opposite effect. It'll make it even harder for you to complete a yawn.
Yeah, not good. Don't want to deep breathe. You know, we'll finish up, I guess, with a couple of other, and I think we probably talked about this in yawning, but it's worth talking about again, a couple of other maladies with yawning. And am I to understand that disappearance of yawning means that you just don't yawn anymore at all?
The way that I took it is that you do yawn, but you no longer pay attention to it. Hmm. It's not rewarding. It's not satisfying. You don't even realize you're doing it. And that it indicates like you're missing like that hit of dopamine
right.
that makes yawning pleasant. And it's actually an indicator of Parkinson's in some cases.
Interesting. Okay. I thought that meant maybe it went away altogether.
Yeah, you'd think so with the name, but yeah. No, they just kind of came up with a clunky name.
The other is excessive yawning, which I know we talked about because there have been some really sort of, you know, it might sound kind of funny that you can't stop yawning, but it's not funny at all.
Stop laughing, everybody.
Yeah, if you have something that has overtaken your body, it can be very disruptive, even if it's something as simple as a yawn. And there have been all kinds of stories about people that yawned for, you know, days and days and weeks at a time. I can't remember what the record was with that one lady, but it's, you know, it's not a good thing.
No. No, doing anything too often is not a good thing. They say moderation is the key to life, right? So
yeah, I could think of a couple of things.
Well, since Chuck just said something hilarious, I think that this one's over, don't you? Okay, Short Stuff is out, everybody.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.